Daniel Skildum, thank you very much for taking my call, and welcome to Radio Canada International.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Now, tell me first, you are in Ottawa right now. What brings you to Canada?
I have several meetings in Canada over this week, but today I've been speaking at the Canada-Norway joint event on the high-level panel for a sustainable ocean economy.
Now, your company is very well known for its corporate social responsibility. You have taken several stances, especially on sustainable tourism, on shipping, on the use of heavy fuel oils. What was your message to your Canadian counterparts?
So today I was talking about all the measures that we do as a company to operate as sustainable as possible. And the reason why I was here talking about it was that it's important that we see examples from the business side where businesses take a stance on operating sustainable, invest in new technology, which lowers emissions, and not the least, fight the overcrowding and degradation of sites. So my message was, it can be done. Most businesses can operate sustainably and take the nature, the world, and not the least the ocean seriously when it comes to protecting them.
Now, your company has also invested in developing a new fleet of cruise vessels that are capable of operating in the waters of the Arctic Ocean. Can you tell me what are some of the initiatives that you're planning, in the near future?
So Hurtigruten has operated for 125 years in Arctic waters. So we have a great respect for the oceans, and that's driven us to invest significantly in green technology for our fleet. The most recent thing we've done is to introduce hybrid-powered expedition ships, which have battery packs, which enables us to reduce fuel consumption significantly compared to similar ships. But we're also retrofitting our older vessels that have diesel engines today with LNG engines, batteries, and also start using what we call LBG, liquid biogas, which is derived out of waste from the fish farming and forestry industry.
I'm also hearing rumors or reports that you are planning to introduce cruises to the Canadian Arctic. Is this true?
Absolutely. We will next year we will have 18 sailings covering Canada. This year, our newest ship, the hybrid vessel Roald Amundsen, will sail through the Northwest Passage, and we will have sailings to Vancouver, to Newfoundland, to Nova Scotia. So Canada is very much on our list of destinations.
Why Canada? Why the Northwest Passage, for example? What is so attracting for you?
First of all, Norway and Canada share a lot of history around the Northwest Passage, with Roald Amundsen being the first one to sail through the Northwest Passage back in the early 1900s. We are sailing with the ship in his name, and we are very, very respectful of the history, of the cultures that we meet along the way in the Northwest Passage. It's very interesting for our guests to experience it, to see it with their own eyes, and to reflect about the history and greatness of this area. So it's sailings that we have a very high demand for. The sailing is completely sold out. And we're also spending a lot of time talking to the Inuit communities along the route on how we together can drive sustainable tourism in the area. And not the least, we are very respectful of their wishes when it comes to how we are doing our sailings in the region.
Now, the first big cruise ship that sailed through those waters was Crystal Serenity. How big is Amundsen compared to Crystal Serenity? And what's the difference in the experience that you're offering?
Roald Amundsen is a much, much smaller ship than Crystal Serenity. So we're speaking about a small expedition ship. Our focus on the sailing is it's going to be an expedition. We're going to experience the history, the communities, the nature, the animal life. So this particular ship has the world's first science center on board. Where our guests will take part in citizen science programs, where they will give feedback to universities in over the world on findings that they do. We will have a lot of lecturers talking about the history of the region. And not the least, we will also have representatives from the Inuit communities working on board our ships to share stories from the regions and also help us on how to operate these sailings as close to the desires of the communities we visit as possible.
So, for example, Crystal Serenity had to take several precautionary measures to make sure that the voyage is safe because, I mean, the Northwest Passage, as Amundsen found out, can be very treacherous and hard to navigate, even with climate change, or especially with climate change now. What are some of the measures that you're taking to make sure that the voyage is safe and secure for all the participants?
So first of all, our crews are very, very experienced in sailing in the Arctic. We've been sailing to Svalbard for 124 years. We've been sailing a lot to Greenland and to Canberra. We are also sailing in Antarctica. So our ships have a lot of equipment, which is purpose-built and designed for operation in these kind of waters. We are always very, very respectful of the weather conditions. We never take chances, and we never operate into areas where we don't know what we're finding. We are very, very careful about the safety of our guests and staff on these sailings and take all measures possible to operate safely.
Now, what is, if somebody is interested in participating in an expedition like this in the future? I understand this one is already sold out. What's the approximate ballpark money that they're looking at spending?
So we have different kind of voyages. We have voyages in the region with both Roald Amundsen and our second expedition vessel called Fram. It depends on the duration of the voyage, of course, but typically starting prices on these kind of voyages will be in the region of $7,000 to $10,000 Canadian dollars.
Okay. Now, this passage through this voyage through the Northwest Passage, when do you expect it to go through?
So we are sailing. We are sailing with Roald Amundsen in September. It is closely linked with the historical window of when the passage is open and when the ice conditions is at its best. And we also sail a couple of sailings which will go into the Northwest Passage and out again with another one of our vessels, which is also happening in the same window, which is September.
Okay, so two, not one, but two voyages through the Northwest Passage.
Yes, one will sail through all the way through to Alaska, and one will sail through the Northwest Passage, and then go out again the same way and go back to Greenland.
Okay, so starting in the east, ending in the west, and the other one just looping backwards.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Thank you very much. This is very interesting, and wish you all the best in this endeavors.
Thank you very much for having me on land.